Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Matty Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Make sure you're getting to the Common Fan website, www.commonfan.co. Subscribe on YouTube. Sign up for the newsletter. Follow all the social media accounts. Keep up with all the written articles. It's everything you need for the coming season, Common Fans. It's everything you need for the coming playoff run. www.commonfan.co. Get there, get subscribed, do yourself a favor. You can also get your Common Fan socks. Go to silliesco.com, S-I-L-L-I-E-S-C-O.com. Use the promo code GBR for life. That's GBR, number four, L-I-F-E, and get 25% off any sock on the site. Not just the Common Fan socks, but all the other colorful socks on the site. Go to silliesco.com to check out the Common Fan socks. We're going to be looking at the first four games of Nebraska's schedule today. Friend of the program, Michael Sevier, is with us. Michael, how are you, my friend?
I am always better after watching Geoff flex. That always gives me a certain fired upness. So it's much like watching Archie.
I hear that a lot.
I watch Geoff flex, and I'm ready to go.
Yes.
Well, it does it for a
Thank
lot
you.
Of us. Yeah, yeah, no, it's a big deal for a lot of us. So
yeah, I'm sure his wife loves it. Yeah.
She does. She does. She watches all these videos.
Yes, could you please do that more for me?
So, Common Fans, we're breaking from the formula a little bit. We're excited about this. We're recording a little bit in advance, so hopefully there's not any major developments that impact the conversation today. But we're going to record this week. We're going to be putting out three different episodes, kind of breaking down Nebraska's schedule into thirds and looking at the season to come, the schedule to come, and kind of talking about what it means for the season. And then we'll kind of pick wins and losses for each portion of the schedule. So looking at these first four games, guys, I think it's funny. I think Husker fans could be. It would be understandable if Husker fans had talked themselves into 4-0, and it would be understandable if they had talked themselves into 2-2. And I don't know, the bettors probably would say 3-1 is the most likely scenario. But the first four games of the season, we go against Cincinnati at Arrowhead Stadium Thursday, August 28th to kick off the season. Everyone knows that. The next Saturday, home against Akron, it's a night game. The next Saturday, home against the HCU Huskies, Houston Christian Huskies. That's an 11 a.m. kick against an FCS school. Make sure to bring your coffee for that one, Common Fans. And then the following Saturday, still at home in Lincoln, one of the biggest games on the schedule for the Huskers, the Michigan Wolverines, who are number 14 in the first coaches poll out this season. So we're going to talk about whether or not they're a little bit overrated there. But these first four, I think, we laugh about Huskers winning the offseason, and we talk about, but I it does seem like there's a lot of optimism for around Nebraska football right now. I think that makes the first four games all the more important. This opener against Cincinnati is a huge tone setter in particular. I think most Husker fans expect Nebraska to win. I think they're currently favored. Matt, you're the better. Maybe you could fill us in on what the lines look like right now.
Six and a half is what I've seen.
All right.
Michael, six.
Michael, saying, are you saying six?
Six and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think a win, and people are like not super. It's like, okay, let's move on to next week.
Here we go.
A loss, boys. I don't even talk about it, but like that could like throw the whole season off. And so hugely important game. It's also like Thursday night against a Power Five opponent.
And late. 8
yeah,
p.m.
kick. On national TV, like the Huskers haven't really fared well in games like this in recent years. So I want to kick it to you, Michael, first, and get your thoughts on the Cincinnati game. Not prediction, just your kind of thoughts on that.
So I just was sitting down with a conversation with Troy Dannon on Thursday. Omaha World Herald does a Big Red Brunch thing, and we had him in. And before it got started, you know, we had like a half an hour chatting. And he and I are both spending a whole lot of time trying to convince people the Cincinnati team is better than they think. A lot of people I've talked to are picking, you know, 10, 14, 21 point wins. And I try to explain them. I go position by position with Cincinnati, and I try to explain to them, I mean, if you can compare positions, you know, just overall, who would you take? Which team based off of draft, possible draft picks and everything else? So I think the line should be more like 3. I think the week of the game, and I've said this a long time, I think the week of the game, that line's going to drop because I think you're going to see a reverse line movement. I think money's going to come in on Nebraska, but I think the sharps know that Cincinnati should not be a 6.5 point or 6 point dog to Nebraska. So because of that, I think the number is going to move down. I actually, this may sound crazy, I feel more comfortable about Nebraska beating Michigan than I do Cincinnati currently because of some of the stuff you said about Nebraska getting started, some of the bad luck they've had in national televised games at night, especially that opening one, even under Matt Rhule. So I think that Nebraska wins the game, pick them to win the game. I'm going to pick them to win the game, but I think people should understand, if you were giving me a choice between the two quarterbacks playing in this game, I'm taking the Cincinnati quarterback. I'm taking Sorsby to start for me.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not exciting. And I don't think it's that close. It wouldn't be that close for me. So that situation, I think they have a better running back overall. I think their wide receivers are getting better, but Nebraska's are better. I would say their D-line, they got a draft pick on the defensive line and a probably second-round tight end. Nebraska can't talk a lot about that. And then their secondary, depending on what happens with the portal, because they brought a lot of guys in, could be pretty good as well. I give Nebraska the slight advantage, but Cincinnati, they're talented, man. And they got a mobile quarterback who can throw the ball, who started a bunch of games, and I don't think has the kind of stretches that Raiola had last year in terms of not being able to operate the offense. So we'll see.
I think I totally agree with Michael, by the way. Like, this is something that we talked about.
Yeah, I'll bet you do, Jeff.
It's just
contrarian.
It is a tone setter for sure. And it's definitely something that's could make or break the season. I know it's one game is one game. There's a lot of games left to play after this, but yeah, it's technically considered a home game. I think what I saw is Nebraska controls most of the tickets. I think there's going to be a shit ton of red in the stadium that day. But it is away. We have to travel. Like, and so it's away, and Cincinnati just is no slouch. Like, they've had coaches, like, they've brought us Luke Fickell, they've brought us Brian Kelly, and they've had success in the past. And, you know, you can say what you want to about the Huskers and, you know, the hype being there, but this game, it makes me very, very nervous. Even as we get close to the season, I'm still cautiously optimistic, but I am nervous about this game. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Well, we've all got all Husker fans have PTSD still, right? Like, you know, and especially the first 3-4 games of the season, like that has set the tone for the lack of success over the last 8 or 9 years is, you know, an early loss that we didn't expect. So there's still that kind of, we're a little pensive on like, hey, you know, what's going to happen here? And I mean, I think Nebraska's going to win, but I also think the lines, I think it should be like around 3.5, 4. And I agree with Michael. I could totally see it coming down to that by kickoff.
And if you're sorry to interrupt, if you're right on that, Michael, on that, like, we're going to have to rely on Mr. Eckler himself and his hype train special teams. If it's a close game like that, our special teams are definitely going to have to show out. So I'm really excited to see them do what they are supposed to do.
We're going to be relying on our ambipedalist punter.
Yeah, you
do. Oh, yeah.
There it is again. There's a great stat about Mike Eckler and his special teams. So over the course of 5 years as being a special teams coordinator, that's 4 and then 1, his teams have only given up 4 total punt returns of 20-plus yards.
Wow.
Just 4 over 5 years. They had 2 years where he gave up 0 at Tennessee, then 2-1-1. And Nebraska has given up a lot more, if you want to guess on that one. You know, so yeah, it's incredible what his return units have done. And then on top of it, they led the nation last year in over 20 plus yard punt returns, of which all but 2 of them finished in points. One missed field goal, one stoppage on downs inside the seven. So
wow.
His special teams is the real deal. And not just last year, but yeah, over the course of the last 5 years.
Love that. Hopefully we can see that immediate impact, because I think Jeff is right. We're gonna be in a lot of close games this year, and special teams can be a major difference maker there. So
no one in this room that wants to see Ja'Cory Barney have a better season than me.
Yeah,
we want to nominate that Jet room. Award. Yeah,
yes, I would like that very much. So yeah,
yeah.
All right, so Michael, you're taking it as a W. Matty O said you're taking it as a W. Jeff, you got an official pick, buddy?
I'm taking it as a W too.
Yeah, I knew you would.
And he sounds so disappointed.
Chicken. You chicken.
I know, I am a chicken. Coward.
Nobody calls me yellow.
I'll take it as a W as well. We've all got the Huskers starting 1-0. We're not going to spend too much time on the next two. Those are home against Akron, home against HCU, which I finally got it that it's Houston Christian, but I had to look it up like the first 100 times I looked at the schedule.
Yeah, for sure.
No, Houston Baptist, man. It's Houston Baptist. The old Houston Baptist, they won a great baseball programs in the country in Houston Baptist. But they changed it because I guess they didn't want to just have the Baptist.
They wanted others are welcome as well. Yeah.
All are welcome.
You know what's cool about the Akron game real quick? You know, they have nothing to play for this season because of APR, they can't go to a bowl game and they can't go to their conference championship games. You know that?
I know that.
So we're playing a bunch of dummies. low APR, whether because of transfers or whatever else, it's so low. The punishment was they have no postseason.
I didn't realize there was a punishment for that.
Oh, yeah. You're too low on APR over the course of a couple of seasons. They can punish you by taking away any chance at postseason. And that's what Akron is. Akron is no postseason team.
That stands for academic progress rate. Is that what that is?
Yep. Okay. Yep. It's basically a 5-year plan for graduation and or transferring. That's the way it works. And apparently, they've not done well.
Hopefully they've
got nothing to lose. Maybe we do need to spend some time on this.
Yeah, right? Playing with house money, they don't give a shit.
That's true. They don't care. Yeah, that's probably true.
It sounds like they might not even be able to find their way to the game, Matt. So
you better have some directions. I know that much.
So hopefully we're playing a group of idiots that also are bad at football.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through both of these real quick. I'm picking both as W's. Anybody say anything different? Let's say that.
No, I don't think it's so.
W. I like Joe Moorhead a lot as a head coach, but I loved him when he was the offensive coordinator for a little while at Penn State. But yeah, I don't know. Nebraska.
Moorhead's at Akron, right?
Hmm?
Moorhead's at Akron?
Yeah, at Akron, yeah.
And just get through these two. Sorry, go ahead, TJ. I keep trying to.
Wasn't he at Oregon too?
I don't remember him at Oregon. He went to a small school back east and didn't do that well. And then left as a head coach. I can't remember which one it was, but didn't do well and then ended up back as an offensive coordinator again. But he's a good offensive coordinator.
Fordham.
Fordham. Fordham is where he went. That's the seven pillars of granite.
He was at Oregon.
He was at Oregon? Okay.
I think for one season. Yeah.
Was he an offensive coordinator there?
He was was he Mississippi State's head coach? Yeah.
That's how he got the job coming out of what he did at Penn State. Yeah.
Yeah. So after his firing from Mississippi State, he was named the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Oregon, January 21, 2020. Bad timing to get any job in college.
Yeah. Football. Yeah. You know, ask Bo Pelini about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matty O, sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say about the Akron and then Houston Christian, just get through them healthy. Like, obviously get the W's, but get through them clean. Without any major injuries in the two deep, that should be the main goal.
Play 90 guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Tons of reps. Get into the third and fourth team.
Play some of the freshmen.
That's right.
They get four games.
Well, they're playing freshmen anyway. This is a young team.
True.
They're playing freshmen anyway.
Roster limits.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, that brings us to Michigan. All three of the common fans plus Michael have us at 3-0 going into that game. Really interesting. I don't know what to make about Michigan, Michael. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. So they went in 2024, coming off a national championship season.
Yep.
New head coach, Sherrone Moore.
New quarterback.
And they last year they go 7-5 in the regular season. Mm-hmm. Kind of like they were 5-5 at one point. And then they blew out Northwestern right before the game, where they shockingly beat Ohio State kind of in a rock fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on to beat Alabama in the bowl game. So they kind of finish strong. They bring in five-star quarterback Why the heck is it? Bryce Underwood.
Bryce Underwood.
And so he's expected to be the guy this year. You know, you also assume the step back last year was due to their first season in a while of not stealing signs. So it'd be a tough one to adjust to for anyone. But I don't know. I mean, they're clearly, people are high on them. I think people see them as an ascending program, as evidenced by the coaches picking them 14th in the coaches poll. What do you think, Michael?
Well, when I saw that 9.5, I immediately thought under. I can't see that happening. And then you take,
sorry, for those who don't know, Michigan's currently favored by 9.5.
Win total 9.5. that is a prediction of the over under if they win 9.5 games. I just can't see them winning 10, not based on the schedule. And you're talking about, you know, a true freshman quarterback. Plus, this game against Nebraska, you're playing without your head coach. Your head coach is going to be suspended for 2 weeks because of the Connor Stallion stuff, because they chose to suspend him, hoping that would stop them from getting any more punishment from the NCAA. But to not have him all week, and then the insult of picking this game to not have him. Like, they chose this Thank game. You. They're like, we're playing against Nebraska. Why do we need our head coach all week? We don't need him to coach the game. We don't need to be preparing for the game, any of that stuff. You got all of that. Plus, you're talking about a freshman quarterback. Now, he's going to play against Oklahoma, a team that I think is going to be a lot better than most people think. I think Oklahoma beats Michigan. I think Michigan's 2-2 to start the season. They lose to Nebraska, but you lose, you know, three really good players off of that defense. Plus, you lose a total of 7 players in the NFL draft. I know they got a lot of talent, but it's a lot to replace. Mason Graham was so dominant at the defensive line spot. I think they're going to struggle to slow down Nebraska's offense. And I think Nebraska's defense at 2:30 in what's going to be a rocking stadium, they're gonna get to Bryce Underwood and get him a little shook up.
Let's go!
Thank you. That's the exact, Mike. I'm glad that you brought that up. He chose not to come to our game. Exactly, which tells you what they think about Nebraska. So originally, like, I don't know, I'll even give my pick right now. Earlier this summer, I chose us to lose to Michigan, but just because of that blatant disrespect, I'm blindly choosing Nebraska to win this game now. We're winning this game simply because Sherrod Moore disrespected us and doesn't think we're worth a damn. We're going to show them what's up.
Isn't part of it, didn't he go to OU? Isn't that his alma mater? So I think they didn't want
him. Yeah, it was important but I get it. You had to pick two games somewhere in the non-conference.
It's still disrespectful.
Not going to do a darn conference play. But if you go look at their conference play, heck, when they had their other head coach and Harper suspended, they still won those games during conference play. So, I mean, I don't know. Oh. I think he just doesn't like Nebraska or corn.
That's got to be it.
I read that somewhere.
Real piece of work.
Do you think that's a top 25 team, Michael?
I do. I have them actually. So I do. I'm on the Football Writers Association's. We do a Super 16, and they wanted a preseason poll, and I put them at 16. Yeah, because I think there are 9-3, 8-4 team. So that's about right, you know, to start the season. Yeah, I have them at 16.
Okay.
You think they shouldn't be a top 25 team? I mean, they do have talent now.
I just don't know. I'm not arguing with that at all. I just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah. No, I was just curious if you thought maybe they weren't even a top 25 team. I mean, hey, I hate Michigan. There's no team in the Big Ten I hate more than Michigan. I can't stand Michigan. I sing that song, that Ohio State song. You know that song?
We
can't
don't
stand
give a damn
about the whole state of Michigan. I sing that all the time for no reason. I don't like them. I hope they lose every game. Maze in my ass. That's what I think about them. I don't like them.
So, why is this guy walking down the street singing about the state of Michigan?
I do that all the time. Ohio, yes. And I'm not even an Ohio State fan. I just can't stand Michigan.
Michael's on the streets of Omaha. We're from Ohio. Is there do we have a final word on that punishment? Because we did a whole episode on this because it was around the time Sherrod Moore and Scott Frost both arguably disrespected Nebraska around the same time. It was one of the times Scott Frost did it. And then the news came out about Moore. One of the things we were sort of mocking at the time was like, yeah, we cheated and got a whole national championship out of it. Slap my wrist. We'll take a 2-game suspension. We'll handle it, NCAA. Don't worry. Do we have a final resolution?
No, they're still under investigation. They haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not long. NCAA doesn't move fast.
In like 2033, there's going to be some retroactive. They won't take away the trophy.
It'll actually be the kids of the people who played on that team.
Junior will be playing.
Yeah.
Be some sort of retroactive slap on the wrist or something. Okay, so Michael, you've got it as a W. Geoff, you've got it as a W.
Matty-O.
W.
Matty-O.
I got
Matty-O.
A W.
Matty-O.
Yeah. 4-0 to start the season.
I'm going W. I'm going W as well.
Okay.
All right.
And this is not new, by the way, for me. I was asked in May which game I thought was a more chance of a loss for Nebraska, and I picked USC over Michigan back then, in May. So this is not new for me.
Got it.
All right. The title of this episode is about how the first four games of the season will set the tone for the entire season for Nebraska football. If they start 4-0, how much are people frothing at the mouth in Lincoln? How much will certainly be in the top 25 if we beat Michigan and go 4-0?
And Michigan, if they go 3-0 and Michigan does beat Ohio, Oklahoma, excuse me, we will have game day here.
Yeah, oh, sure. Man.
Yeah, if they beat Oklahoma and it's 4-0, Michigan versus Nebraska, we'll have game day here.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Good time.
I heard that from a good source.
Let's do it.
That 4-0 would be the best start since 2016.
Right? Everything goes back to 2016.
Yeah, truly.
Last time there was a cold run, so 2016.
Magical year in 2016.
Yeah. Yep. Paper tiger of a team.
Yeah. Hey, now. All you care about is winning the games. You don't care how they do them or who believes in you.
Yeah, TJ.
Indiana didn't care who believed in them last year. They didn't give a damn about the whole, who cares?
Well, that's fair. They ended the season just getting absolutely destroyed by Ohio State and manhandled by Iowa. I think that was the most
destroyed by Ohio State's a little bit. If you go back and look at that game, it's a game until the punt return. And then the second half, Ohio State really didn't do anything against their defense. It was surprisingly. So it really wasn't, I wouldn't say that they took them apart. I think, come on now.
And then they got manhandled by Iowa. I think that was the more disappointing thing. I was at the Wisconsin game that went to overtime that they absolutely should have won.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a top 10 matchup.
Nebraska, I think you're talking about Indiana.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yes. Ohio State beat Nebraska into another year. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I must be misremembering this.
Should have won the Wisconsin game. Got the ball a minute left on their side of the field, get a field goal, win a game. Yeah.
And then also should have won in overtime. But anyway, neither here nor there. So I think that's why I don't think anybody really expected a win over Ohio State. I don't think they expected them to lose as badly as they did. But I really, everybody thought Iowa would be a game. Like they just.
Well, they had no starting quarterback. They had no quarterback.
Oh, was that Riker?
Tommy was out. Tommy was out.
Still.
Yeah, Tommy had torn his hamstring from the bone and went out there and tried to play
hurt. Hurt the Minnesota game, I think, right?
He got hurt in the Minnesota game, correct? I believe. Didn't he try to come back and play in the last home game, the senior bowl game?
I think he did.
Maybe.
And he was like, they basically did this tape job on his leg to try to keep the muscle in place, even though it was torn from the bone. That dude's, nobody had ever seen anything bad about Tommy Armstrong in terms of him going out there and playing hurt. Because that was incredible. We went to that game against Iowa I didn't go in thinking that. I ended up losing 40-15 or whatever. I didn't think it was going to be a bloodbath, but you know,
love me some Tommy A.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get that out of your system, guys. It's 2025 now. Okay.
Sorry, Geoff. Sorry. Little walk down memory lane.
Geoff's future is way bigger than his past here, guys.
There's a reason why the front window is bigger than the rear window.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, that's the first four games. As we mentioned, we're doing a little bit different format this week. We're going to do three episodes this week, kind of some shorter episodes, breaking down the season into fours. As of this moment, all four of us, three common fans, plus the one and only Michael Sevier, have the Huskers starting 4-0. Any final thoughts on this one, guys?
Nope.
All right, Huskers are starting 4-0. Probably in the top 20 if they start 4-0. Maybe they sneak into the top 15, depending on
I think top 15. I mean, what are they right now? About 35, 38, somewhere in there?
Around the Coach's Bowl, right?
I definitely think they're top 15. I mean, you're talking about beating Cincinnati, whatever you think of Cincinnati, and beating Michigan. They're a top 15 team.
Yeah.
Right?
I would
love it. I think you're right. I think that's right. Yeah, that's right. All right. We'll be back at you soon, Common Fans. We'll be back at you Wednesday. We'll be back at you in 2 days. You got a lot to be excited about, a lot to look forward to. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.